Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, my friends, live and broadcasting worldwide on this Tuesday, the sixth day of May 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. This only happens every few months that we have a news story on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com that is so horrible and so over the top, proves everything that we're saying, that I almost can't even cover it on air because I have a total feeling of not being able to properly put on a prosecution against them. And by that, I mean, there's so much evidence. It's so over the top evil. It's so disgusting at every level that there should be a college course on it. There should be 20 books written on it. It should be studied from every angle. Because within each story, if you understand the larger context, it ties into other things, and even the most boring report is very informative. But when you see the establishment from their own words, basting the general public in abject evil, it makes the head spin. Just now, rereading this article that I saw this morning at Infowars.com, and that I then was reading again right before the show started and watching the video clip, my brain exploded into a constellation of added facts that go into the larger compendium proving what I'm going to say and what I'm going to claim. But then I think that's not enough. I've gotten very neurotic. I then want to then pull all of the quotes and data to prove it to you. To prove it. Because it's not just my view. I'm not demonizing these people. They are demons. So guys, I meant to tell you before the show, we should make Watson come on at the bottom of the hour to briefly talk about this with us. If he can't do it, if he's busy on short notice, it's fine. He might be at the grocery store or something. I guess it is almost the evening over there. Or jogging or something. Sometimes he's out, it's the point. And then I need you to pull the article, medical journal calls for killing babies up to age 3. I want some of those articles to go along with this. And I also want to print the campaign they had about 4 years ago called I Had an Abortion to talk about how great it is. And then try to pull the articles where they've caught abortuaries actually being satanic bases, where they keep the dead babies and do rituals and all the rest of it, and it usually gets swept under the rug and the abortion place gets shut down and the director gets arrested. But it comes out in the police reports that they're eating the babies. I mean, who else? Even if you believe abortions are right and you can argue in the first trimester that it's not a human or something, why do people get off on it and talk about how great it is and giggle and laugh and smile about it? I mean, I've seen enough abortion clinic videos of the protest, and I've protested them myself, to see the people that, a lot of them that work at it, are either really dumb and don't know what they're part of and just want money, or, you know, they're basically Anton LaVey type folks. They got the pointed eyebrows, the short black haircuts. You know, you see the doctors come out of their car, they're wearing all black. I mean, it's, you know, it's devil worshipers. I mean, you just, there they are. I mean, you can go to a rock concert and go, there's some devil worshipers right there, or at least folks that are into that. I mean, who else wants to do this all day? You know, abort 15 babies a day. Partial birth, you know, kill the baby after it's out of the womb. And of course, the traffic in baby parts, all of it. We've got a new story that may be the most sickening display of evil I've ever seen. Open display of evil. When we come back, we'll tell you about that, Ukraine, everything else.
Hey, So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Move it on over. Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause our new dog's moving in.
That's Hank Williams bringing us in there. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then we return, of course, weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, with InfoWars Nightly News with myself and the rest of the great team here. Thank you so much for joining us. We have ultra-massive news dealing with Obamacare and what it's already doing to small businesses in the first year of its partial implementation. The real hammer drops next year. We'll also look at the latest numbers on the Democrats who are in literal political freefall right now. The problem is the Republican leadership is planning to betray America yet again. This just might be the worst poll yet for the Democrats, showing the biggest sweep for Republicans that this country has seen since Ronald Reagan. The problem is if the Republicans don't deliver reform, this country will completely collapse, and then the globalists will basically have successfully brought the nation down. Ukraine is closer to war. That is London Guardian's headline, warns German minister. We have video of Ukrainian attack helicopters attacking civilians and firing rockets and being then shot down by what I would guess is Russian special forces in the east. It's not closer to war. The war has already begun. The question is, when is it going to escalate? They quote, U.S. will unleash the IRS on Russian banks in July. Why not? They've already done it on the Tea Party, Christians, and pro-life groups. $10,000 a head. Radicals put a bounty on U.K. journalists in Ukraine. Open bounties on Twitter. Caught on tape, Ukrainian helicopter fires rockets, is then shot down. Moldavia puts borders on alert amid Ukraine unrest. That's AP. IMF plan to loot Ukraine has now been rolled out. New York Times has another retraction on disinfo they've been putting out on Ukraine. That's in that stack. Nevada Democrat calls on officials, not public servants, but officials, to oust Cliven Bundy militia. So now they're talking about a Waco-type situation there. The FBI comes out and admits that they're surveilling basically the entire internet unconstitutionally with backdoors into your computer. And that ties into CBS News. There's been a bill introduced to test out, it's always a test, and then it's official, taxing motorists for every mile they drive. And of course, California is always the test state where they first roll stuff out. And guess what, boys and girls? All your new cars made in the last 6 years worldwide have basically a cell phone in the belly of the car, a wireless system that's tied into your ignition so they can kill your car, the police can. And so they can track everywhere you go, and so you can be taxed by the mile. Light years beyond 1984, they were proposing it at the Department of Transportation back in the mid-90s, and I warned people about it, and they would just say, Mr. Jones, we don't believe, callers would, and station managers, you name it, we don't believe that you have a Department of Transportation document that was public, but back then, no one knew how to search the internet, really, 96, 97, and they would just say, that's not true. That's not going to happen. And it's been like that on every front, where we're warning you of what they're setting up and what they're planning, And then now it's being rolled out, so they're admitting it because they've come to the point of emerging. In fact, it was in yesterday's, last night's news, and I forgot to give it to you guys. It's a video. It's in Featured Archive. And I think the headline was, Police Admit Big Brother is Here. And it's a PBS Frontline report. And they have the police going, we kept it secret that the grid was being put into track everywhere you go and what you do in live time. But now we're ready to tell you about it. A giant, total, illegal system that spies on everything. And most police aren't given access. It was the threat fusion centers. Now they're going to give access to all the squad cars, live time face scanning, live time license plate reading. Hell on earth. And it has nothing to do with stopping criminal activity. I was talking to one of my friends who's a personal trainer, and he got paid cash and was trying to deposit $200. And it's obviously being deposited. It's his bank account. And he banks with Chase, and I said, well, you need to change that. And they said, oh, it's no, your customer now. We have to have your debit card and tie this money to it. And I pulled up on my smartphone and was showing him all the, quote, new money is really digital money. It has digital codes on it. And they track the entire history of that money and where it goes and what it does. That's why they'll card a 80-year-old woman buying beer or tobacco. I've seen it at Walgreens and HEB. You go, why are they doing that? You know it's an 80-year-old woman. Because it's about you being a biological robot as the cashier and not being able to make the determination this woman is obviously 80 years old and on a cane, probably buying her husband, I would guess, the pipe tobacco and the Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'll never forget that. At HEB, the woman with the pipe tobacco, they got it out of the case, and she, this is like 10 years ago, and she had the Pabst Blue Ribbon six-pack. And the woman at the counter says, I need to see ID. And the old woman shaking got it out and everything to show the woman at HEB food stores that she was over 21. It's all about you have no discretion. You will do whatever they tell you. Well, sorry, you brought a Dixie knife, a plastic butter knife that your mom put in your lunch in third grade to spread butter on your bread. The school teacher walking by saw it. The police are called in. You will be brought into juvenile, put on probation, zero tolerance, kicked out for 2 weeks. And then you'll be sent to in-school suspension across town with people that are there for drug dealing, rape, burglary, and then they're going to beat you up at lunch. And then you're going to be scared by the gang culture and forced into the gang. And then now your child that was 10, 12, whatever years old is now going to be in a gang for the rest of their life and in the criminal system. The whole system is designed to wreck everything. It's a broken system by design. The only reason it hasn't fully collapsed in yet is because there's so many good social workers and good families and good psychologists and good school teachers and good police that they're not going with the whole attack dog angle and are basically quietly not throwing kids down the drain. But the overall orders coming from the Department of Education and UNESCO via treaty are put people on drugs, prescription drugs, get them on illegal drugs, get them with a criminal record, get them into juvenile, get them into prison, get them a psychological designation so we can take their rights away. That is the name of the game. There is an attitude that we are literally animals to be fed on by the elite and that we're dumbed down and we deserve it. So the globalists create that self-fulfilling prophecy and set up a system to make us the scum that they say we are. Now, I'm going to stop right there. And when we come back, I'm going to start getting into what is one of the most chilling reports we've ever covered here on air. And that is so abjectly horrible that I do not feel like I have words to describe every angle of it, but I'm going to try to be as calm as I can, and I'm going to try to focus on this child that was sacrificed in public, human sacrifice in public. And I'm going to try to be calm for that child, like I was speaking to a jury and I was a prosecutor. And all of us need to take it that serious, because the public celebration of the chopping up of a small child is historical, not just biblical, is historical towards a society at the very end preparing for total collapse. And I, of course, am speaking about the article up on Infowars.com. Woman celebrates her cool abortion. That's a quote on YouTube. Abortion clinic advisor wanted to, quote, treasure special memory. And she keeps a photo of a sonogram, which are so clear now. It's like black and white image of your baby, to treasure the moment. And this is like when a psychopath treasures mementos of things they've done to people, in my view. And I don't know if this woman is truly demonic or just being influenced to do this and is dumbed down, but she acts like she's pretty darn wicked, in my view. And she is so happy and so proud and wants women to be proud of the abortion. And then she wants to treasure this. This ties into everything. We're going to break it down. This is a Rosetta Stone into the mind of evil.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can't come inside. Do the sit-up zones, kneel for sex. Is heaven coming on at chance? Hollywood, I am full on.
Hollywood. Yes, my friends, a lot of you went along for the ride with the New World Order. A lot of people that support abortion do it because they really think it's a woman's choice and gets a lot of unwanted people off the streets of poor folks. It's really a eugenics move. And hey, there's too much welfare and come on, it's the first trimester, or the case of medical issues. That's not called an abortion then. It's a procedure to save the mother. So people play all these word games, and I'm not judging people that have been deceived about abortion or have been involved in it, as long as you face the facts. But a lot of people that get into it don't just rationalize it, they start loving it as a sacrament. And here are some of the articles, before I get into this video, of this woman praising her abortion and videotaping it and talking about how great it is and how cool it is and cherishing the image, the photo of her sonogram of the baby and acting like she just won the lottery. I mean, this is sick. But it's about bruising and searing your conscience. It's about saying 2 + 2 = 5. Your kids belong to the state. It's about saying humans are trash and garbage and need to be killed. It's about deciding that the life force and the basic mammal instinct to protect our young is bad. It's about loving death. It's about turning women's instincts on its head. So here are some of the background articles. Eugenicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed. Shocking reminder that eugenicist beliefs underpin medical establishment. The Journal of Bioethics, remember 3 years ago, came out and said we should kill babies up to age 3, including healthy ones. People didn't even believe that article when it first came out. New study confirms evidence of abortion breast cancer link. Here's another headline. Second House of Horrors abortion clinic where doctor twisted heads off fetuses' necks with his bare hands is investigated in Texas. And how did they counter at the Texas house on video? They came and stood around the people praying, exercising their First Amendment. in the first floor of the Capitol inside the dome and began chanting and hissing, "Hail Satan." In fact, we should cue that up. Hail, remember that last year? And it went on for days. Hail Satan, hail Satan. And you can argue, well, they just said it to freak out the Christians. Well, doesn't matter if Satan's not real or not. They've now become the archetype, chanting at Christians, "Hail Satan," who were there trying to get abortion restricted. So remember all of those headlines. Remember what abortionist Kermit Gosnell said. You've got Amazing Grace being sung. I don't know if AM radio picks it up, but they're saying, "Hail Satan." And the news confirmed that's what they're saying. There she is. "Hail Satan," sticks her tongue out. Back it up to that Jezebel spirit that woman has of just smiling and leering and laughing. And it looks like about a 20-year-old woman sticking her tongue out and saying, "Hail Satan," and just sexually enjoying it. And then you see the video we're about to play of your radio listener. It's up on Infowars.com. This woman is enjoying the abortion, and she says she's enjoying it. And the other women around her are all creamy-eyed as well. And I've got to say, in the face of the woman we just showed, and in the other faces, you're seeing sexual arousal. Yeah, back it up and let's have her say "Hail Satan" for folks. They're chanting "Hail Satan" and hissing at the Christians, singing "Amazing Grace." Here it is. All right, there you go. She says, "I'm rebellious. Hail Satan." Well, don't worry. You're going to have judgment. The country's going to collapse. 53 million dead children. Everybody wants to say they're not human. The New World Order is going to say you're not human. The New World Order is going to take everything you've got. And when you beg for help, when you beg for mercy, no one's going to come. Unless you repent now. And even if you don't believe in God, say to your human code, say to the universe, say to all the dead children, "This is not the way good people act. This is not something that's good. I repent." It's one thing if you've had an abortion, but you don't want to get into it. And say you love it and you love Satan.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we are the heart of the resistance, ladies and gentlemen, and it shows that resistance is victory. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing, to quote Thomas Jefferson. Coming up, syndicated radio talk show host Larry Elder is going to be joining us to give his take on all of the race baiting and racial division that the Democrats and others are pushing. Coming up at the bottom of the next hour, we've got a whole slew of reports that haven't even premiered yet. Some of them haven't premiered. Shot last night during Cinco de Mayo to break down more of the globalist balkanization. That's going to come up in the third hour. Continuing here with what I've been getting into the last 10 minutes or so, this video that we're going to play in a moment and go to Paul Watson to get his take on it. Woman celebrates her, quote, cool abortion on YouTube. And if you're a radio listener, you got to see the video at Infowars.com. We can't shy away from this type of stuff. I didn't want to look at it this morning, but I did. We can't turn away from the crimes that are going on. And it is a crime against humanity that 53 million babies have been killed in this country. It's a crime against humanity that 52% of blacks never see the light of day and are chopped up before they're born. It is a dehumanizing travesty that they've sold human extinction and human exterminism as liberty. And again, I am not judging or attacking people that have first-term abortions. What you need to understand is, ladies and gentlemen, that I understand that a lot of you do it because you're scared, you don't have money, you don't enjoy it. Later you feel terrible about it. It increases your cancer risk. It's sold as the thing to do. It's horrible to have kids. The media tells you. I'm not judging you if your heart's right. But people that celebrate it, like Gloria Steinem of the CIA, she admittedly is with the CIA and started Miss Magazine with the CIA, who wears shirts, and we have images of it in the article, saying I had an abortion and doing weird Illuminati hand signs, and women acting, you know, how sexy it is, putting their hand on another pregnant woman's belly lovingly and rubbing it. There's videos of that going, ooh, we're showing you photos of it right now on screen if you're a TV viewer. Oh, you're going to have an abortion. Ooh, ooh. Making it loving and motherly to have an abortion. You're like walking in and going, I love you, little baby, with a straight razor and slitting a child's throat. They are twisting everything. Save the earth, abort a child. What did Bill Maher famously say last year? He goes, I want more death, more abortion, more killing, more suicide. Get the highway moving. You have highways because we built a society with large numbers of people. That is civilization. You go beneath 2.1 children for every couple, you have societal collapse, like you're seeing in Japan, like you're seeing in Greece, like you're seeing in Spain, Portugal, Italy. You're seeing people have 1.3 kids and collapse of society. You got to have 2.1 to replace, because about 0.1% die in car wrecks or die young. You got to have 2.1. And wise guys always email me and go, how do adults have 2.1 children? It's in an average of billions of people. And you know that. 2.1's replacement rate. To have a growing society, you need really 3 children. The population's going to stop at 9 billion and then start plunging like it's done in the industrialized world. We need to stabilize.
On that, I'm just consistent, like the Pope is. The Pope is consistently pro-life. I'm consistently pro-death.
There you go. And the full quote is, I want more death on the highways, more death everywhere, more suicides, more death, get the highway moving. Maybe we can find that full clip. Bill Maher, the planet is overcrowded and we need to promote death. Well, it'd be like being in the ocean. If you swim up to a coral reef and you see 1,000 fish, but then you swim another 2 miles and don't see anything but a few starfish, because all the life gets around the city. All the life gets around where there's other people. And it creates the perception that things are overpopulated. I will say that China and India, talking to a lot of people that have been there, is overpopulated and is collapsing. But they've got, between the two countries, 40% of the world's population. And it's very small geographically. And it is an issue. But do you then just sell that humans are all scum and devalue human life and target the weakest and across the board have yuppies and high-income people are the main group not having children? So that the people with high IQs, a.k.a. idiocracy, don't reproduce. And so what we get is eugenics in reverse. And that's what the globalists have set up, where you dumb everyone down.
I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving. That's okay. What I'm for.
All right, wait.
It's too crowded.
So
the planet is too crowded, and we need to promote death.
When I look at the Venn diagram of people who are pro-death penalty and pro-choice, I don't think they intersect. You may be the lone person in the world at that intersection.
Yeah, and people always say it's weird. People that are pro-death penalty usually are pro-life, because they want to kill hardened criminals that hurt innocents or murder innocents. People think thou shalt not kill in the Bible. It actually says thou shalt not murder. Murder. Go out and kill an innocent person. I mean, King David was not violating the Ten Commandments when he was out killing Philistines. They were attacking him. They were attacking. They were offensive. It's normal and natural and healthy. And quite frankly, something's wrong with you if someone's trying to kill you and you don't fight back. And then it feels good when someone's trying to kill you and you defeat them. Not because you enjoy hurting people. You enjoy surviving and crushing a predator. You punch a predator in the nose and watch their bone come out the top of their face and blood spray everywhere. It's not that you're a sadist. It's that you're defeating someone that wanted to rob you and assault you and hurt you. And it's natural, just like lancing a pus-filled boil. You don't like pus, but there's a satisfaction in seeing the pus come out, knowing your brain tells you, good job, you just got the pus out. Well, we need to lance the boil, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I want to get to this video and then go to Paul Watson and wrote an article about it. But I want to dovetail this with the Journal of Bioethics coming out and saying kill babies up to age 3. Remember that in 2012? Eugenicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed. Shocking reminder that eugenicist belief underpinned medical establishment. This is a very popular view sold at universities, you name it. Women are taught, go out and have a career, don't ever get married, don't ever have kids, defeat the life cycle, satisfy yourself. Then they hit 40 and they freak out and start trying to have kids across the board. And they're like, oh, it's totally true, I didn't understand. I mean, you know, you see women out there who literally, I'm sorry, we don't have time to date, we don't have time to go on vacation, we've got to make it and show that women can have a career. Well, if you want to have a career, great. And women can do a great job in business across the board. Women are smarter than men in many respects, in my view. The issue is you're being biologically targeted so that there is no family structure and the state can absorb humanity in a literal mothballing project to get rid of humanity. Devil worshippers cringe over Hail Satan abortion chants. WorldNet Daily. This is what's going on. So what am I getting at here? Woman celebrates her cool abortion. A counselor at a New Jersey abortion clinic celebrated her own abortion by posting on YouTube in order to treasure her special memory. And we are going to illustrate the societal sickness here under fair use and analyze the entire degenerate display. Emily Letts recorded the lead up to the procedure and some of the abortion itself as part of an effort to inspire women who may feel guilty or scared about terminating their pregnancies. I mean, I feel scared going into the dentist, folks. You better be scared. Writing about the experience in a Cosmopolitan piece, how sexy it is, Letts admits that her failure to use protection during sex was crazy, given her role as an abortion advisor, illustrating how many women treat abortion as merely another form of birth control. Once I caught my breath, I knew immediately I was going to have an abortion. This is all a pitch, folks. This is standard CIA Miss Magazine stuff. I knew I wasn't ready to take care of a child. The guy wasn't involved in my decision. She also makes the statement, see, how dare her go to the guy and say, hey, you want to have this kid? No. He'll never know. I learned years later that women I dated had abortions. And that's when I committed to be monogamous. I mean, I'm not saying I'm some angel here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm red-blooded the way God made me. And these women would always go get an abortion and then want to break up with me and would always be angry at me that they'd had an abortion when I was ready for them to have a kid. But I matured and grew up, and by the time I was 20 or so, 22, and committed that I wasn't going to run around because I didn't want to be signed on, even by abstention, in a purgatory to the abortions. Letts describes her role of encouraging women to terminate the pregnancies as a perfect world that fulfills me in so many different ways. Imagine, I mean, this was literally, I predict, written by the CIA or by Planned Parenthood, same thing. And again, Miss Magazine was set up by the CIA. Gloria Steinem admits it. Look it up. I remember Rush Limbaugh, when I was a senior in high school, saying Miss Magazine was the CIA and Gloria Steinem had admitted it in a book. I forget the name. And my mother had the book on her shelf, and I'd seen that book, and I went in, pulled it off, went to the bibliography, and found the quote Limbaugh had said. I've known that since I was 17 years old. That's how long Rush Limbaugh's been on the air. Imagine, I am so fulfilled. I got pregnant, and then I killed the baby. I mean, selling it like, and the videos and the photos are women rubbing pregnant women's bellies. You know, women that are got their heads screwed on straight, rub another woman's belly, and it's so cute and fun, and oh, you feel the baby kick. Now you feel it kick and go, oh my gosh, we're going to kill this baby. We're going to chop it up. Ooh, this is sexy. Hail Satan. There's Bloomberg. Gloria Steinem, Henry Kissinger have in common. CIA. Wow, I didn't even know Bloomberg admitted that. Yeah, Kissinger was OSS with David Rockefeller when they were both young men in World War II. Rockefeller was actually in Germany for 3 years. David was in the OSS under British intelligence. That's declassified. Actually working with the Nazis while gathering intel. And they were the second largest funders of Adolf Alois Hitler. And David is the man who set up the UN. David, 97 years old. David Rockefeller charts our world. He is the king of Earth right now. He is the emperor. His handwriting is across everything. Planned Parenthood, the abortions, the fake sexual revolution, destroy the family, all. Every major UN organization, over 100 of them, he funded, he runs it. Black op commander at the age of 16 in Nazi Germany. Imagine the level of service to evil. I'm going to skip this network break. I've got to skip it. It's too important. The babies are worth it. So, she goes on to talk about how it was the total fulfillment. The guy wasn't involved in the decision. It's her decision. I'm a lucky girl, she goes on to say. I'm feeling love from everyone in the room during the abortion, which she describes like I was giving birth. Now, this is pure. Either she was literally, like a seance, if you believe in that, literally a medium for a demon, or she was given talking points. I believe the talking points. Imagine giving birth is killing your baby. It's being fulfilled. It's being loved with cooing women. Imagine a satanic movie where they're about to sacrifice the baby, and they're like, ooh, the baby, the love, the freedom. Ooh. I mean, that would be 10 times creepier than the movies they've made where the Satanists are like, with the baby, like they really do it. This is beyond that. You're like, it's beautiful. It's a birth. Chopped up dead baby. Ooh. I mean, this is what they've become. Pure evil. She goes on to say, let's say the whole experience will always be a special memory for me, adding that she kept the sonogram of the baby as a memento. Now, this is 100% in criminology what hardcore sadistic psychopaths do. Not just psychopaths that'll kill you and don't care. Sadistic Ted Bundy, they keep mementos, they keep photos. I mean, 101 first year criminology that a cop is taught. Every cop listening knows what that is. Every psychologist knows this is hardcore evil, flaunting it out in the open, saying we'll kill babies up to age 3, 2 + 2 = 5, your kids belong to the state. It's meant to just get you off balance and set the precedent for hell itself. Now, I'm going to play, unedited, I'm not going to talk over it, I'm going to play the video, her indictment that she's proud of, her self-indictment, where they celebrate the most magic moment of her life. And again, many of these abortion clinics, we showed you the articles earlier, it's come out, are satanic covens. I'm not saying that's here, but it might as well be. This is it, folks. We're going to air this right now and then get Paul Watson's take on it, who's holding on Skype from England, who wrote the article. But I want Watson to add all the other articles about killing babies up to age 3, all of it, to show people the compendium of the Hail Satan videos of the Texas Capitol, all of it, with women just shaking their breast, their tongues hanging out, just slathering the evil. Because they can feel the dark power. They can feel the satanic energy, and they like it. Because they bring people up very weak and very empty. They've never been given true power. And so the dark reflection of power, like a moth to flame, they're very attracted to it with the Jezebel spirit. Okay, let's go to this Moloch ritual. You'll hear the audio for people watching. It's unbelievable. We're streaming this right now at prisonplanet.tv, free streams at infowars.com/show. If you want to watch the actual ritual, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And then
press to stock.
My name is Emily Letts.
Hi,
Hi.
Hi.
I am a patient advocate at the Cherry Hill Women's Center.
I talk with women before their abortion procedures.
I found out that I am pregnant. Hey, I'm pregnant. And
I can't help it. Hit pause. We're going to play it all again from the start. Maybe do 30 minutes with Watson in the next hour. I said, it's all sold, totally fake, clearly, for young girls and young women watching. Oh, my gosh. Oh, ooh, pregnant. Ooh, gross. Ooh, ooh, bad. That's what she's saying with her body language. There's one thing to do. It's magic. It was great. It's so much fun. It's like I gave birth, a memento. Okay, I'm going to play it unedited now. It's just hard to watch and not counter it for radio listeners that can't see the body language. Here it is.
Oh, I'm pretty early. I'm not ready to have children. Yeah, I'm going to be having an abortion tomorrow morning.
What I need you to do is raise up the back of your gown.
Okay.
Now let's see what's at the edge of the table.
Okay. I'm lucky because I feel completely like comfortable with the decision. I'm supported by everyone.
I'll be by your side the whole time during the procedure. You need a hand to hold. I'll be here.
I just want to share my story. To show women that there is such thing as a positive abortion story.
I got a lot of hands. Got a lot of support. Pretty lucky girl.
Lucky girl.
Pass it on.
Yeah,
happy music, exactly, like the drug commercials.
Ooh, lucky girl.
Oh, it feels good. Now let's make orgasm noises. That's real good. Sell it to young women. There's only one thing better than sex, girls. That's getting a baby chopped up. I mean, this is what's actually happening here. How to sell human sacrifice in 3 minutes. You actually hear this? This humming?
I'm done.
It was like 30 seconds. Even though it took 30 minutes. Bye. Thank you. To watch it unedited InfoWars. I can't shut up.
It is about a month and a half after the procedure.
It is so good.
I feel like I talk to women all the time and they're like, of course everyone feels bad about this. Of course everyone's going to feel guilty, as if it's a given how people should feel about this,
no,
that what they're doing is wrong. I don't feel like a bad person. I don't feel sad. I feel in awe of the fact that I can make a baby. I can make a life. I knew that what I was going to do was
right. It's life.
Because it was right for me.
Inverted truth.
No,
total Satanism.
I just want to share my story.
This is the most satanic thing I've ever seen. I can officially say, watching that for like the third time today, that is the most satanic thing I have ever seen in my life. And the Democrat websites are promoting it as trendy. They've got all the trendy guys with the big beards, and you're young and we can wear sexy suits and have fun, and you deserve it. Paul Watson joining us from Albion, from London. What do you make of this? Do you agree with me that this is the most satanic thing I've ever seen because of the cooing and the orgasm noises and everything? Clearly, it's all staged to sell this to everyone. I would question if she even had an abortion. Watson, what do you say?
It's absolutely chilling, Alex. I mean, the response that I got immediately was that, oh, it's her right to choose. But of course, that's not even what this is about. It's about the enjoyment of the procedure. This is a sacrament. It's joyous. Yeah, watch the video. She's literally humming, cooing with a big beaming smile on her face while this is going on. She's enjoying it, and then she lauds it in a subsequent Cosmopolitan piece. But the good news is, if there is any good news to come out of this, there's a poll on Huffington Post which asks, do you think Emily Letts' abortion film is A, delusional, an abortion is never a positive experience, or B, inspirational and celebrates the empowerment of having a choice. This is the Huffington Post. 60% think it's delusional and that abortion shouldn't be celebrated.
Well, I mean, look, it's obviously like a cult training video. I mean, it looks like Hail Bop cult videos or something. I'm just so happy. Greatest day of my life. I mean, this is off the chart. I'll guarantee you that was written by the CIA or Planned Parenthood. What do you think?
The video has actually been out since March, and it only went viral today. It had 30,000 views as soon as it got picked up by most of the media today. It's doubled in views. Of course, the thumbs down comments have doubled because initially she said she got an overwhelming wave of support for making this video. But when actual people in significant numbers began to see it, you know, the thumbs down comments on YouTube are running into the thousands already. And even the liberals, even the lefties are aghast at this because, you know, as I wrote in the article, is it too much to ask for these people to at least be somber, solemn, and regretful for killing a baby, even if you think that's their
choice?
Oh,
I'll guarantee you, if they saw somebody, you know, killing a rabbit for dinner, they would freak out and want you arrested, calling it inhumane. And I don't like the inhumane treatment of animals, but what about a human, a baby? Have some reverence if you're going to kill it.
At least, you know, act respectful, act solemn. It's absolutely chilling. But then, of course, the abuse of women's rights in places like Iran and Afghanistan is completely ignored. You know, women getting stoned to death, stabbed for not wearing a burqa or a veil.
Oh, all the trendy CIA floozies and establishment bimbos, prostitutes like Gloria Steinem, you'll never hear a word about that because the CIA policy is to put jihadis in and enslave women.
Exactly. And I mean, it's not only this example, you've mentioned others. In March, I wrote another article about the DC Abortion Fund, which actually had a donation drive. They offered people coat hanger pendants in reference to the vile method of using a coat hanger to perform an abortion. If you donate a $10 or more a month, then you got a coat hanger pendant, and that money went to pay for women in Maryland and Virginia to terminate their pregnancies. So this runs throughout the whole leftist pro-abortion movement, this lip-smacking celebration of killing babies like some horrific ancient pagan ritual.
Well, that's the thing, is the lip-smacking. I mean, they told her to get in a really good mood and try to be a seductress. I mean, she could get a job actually as a newsreader where they have the women do the seductress deal and the men actually think, looking through the television, you know, the woman's really aroused by them. She's like trying to seduce women here into being for abortion. It was clearly highly scripted and very sick. And it just shows the spirit of this, the abject craziness of these people.
And keeping the sonogram as a memento, again, just makes it doubly sick.
Yeah, she says in there, if you didn't hear it, folks, the video's up on Infowars.com. I'm keeping this to remember it. I mean, my God, I later learned where an abortuary was, where one of my kids got killed in Austin, and I can't drive by it. Literally, I almost run off the road and start crying. And these people are like wanting to have a memento and celebrate it and remember it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, Paul Watson from England recapped the top story, red linked on Infowars.com for folks. Because we got a DrudgeReport.com, they're linked to our article on Mark Dice with folks in California thinking it's racist that John Boehner says he doesn't like Mexican food because he's a Yankee, doesn't like spicy food. People are obsessed on if someone doesn't like Mexican food. Meanwhile, we've aborted 53 million babies in this country. It just shows the total disconnect. But for folks that just joined us, recap what I believe is the most satanic thing I've ever seen. Because true Satanism isn't a guy running around in a Baphomet outfit having sex with a bunch of cheerleaders, as Hollywood sells it to make it look popular and fun. It is inverting evil and saying it's good. It's inverting good and going, it's loving and good and wonderful and the best thing in my life to kill my baby. I'm keeping a picture to remember how fabulous it was. You know, this is the greatest day in my life. That is true Satanism. whether this woman knows it or not. But obviously, she probably just read the script they gave her. And she sells abortion all day to young women. You can see the abortion seductress who sells this to young women. This gives you a bird's eye view into the true snake basket that these facilities are. Paul Watson, you've got the floor with your comments.
This was a counselor at a New Jersey abortion clinic who got pregnant, didn't tell her partner that she was pregnant, decided to have the abortion, decided to film part of the procedure, put it on YouTube and write a Cosmopolitan piece about it. And as you can see from the video, she's smiling during the procedure. She's giggling. She's humming. She's saying, I'm a lucky girl. This is cool. This is like I'm giving birth. It's a big celebration of killing a baby. And just remember the story we covered not so long ago, which was that the remains of aborted babies are now in the UK and other countries being used as incinerator waste to literally power hospitals. So literal Soylent Green type activity, using dead fetuses, dead medical waste from abortions to power hospitals and other facilities in many countries of Europe. And of course, you mentioned before the break, the University of Melbourne study, which was a couple of professors that came out and basically said, a baby, a newborn baby is not a person. It's not morally wrong to kill them. And then we should encourage people to do it after birth. Literal infanticide, which countries like Pakistan and China are routinely condemned for, and rightly so. And you had two major professors at the University of Melbourne calling for that to be implemented in the West.
Keep going.
Then we had another story, which was, of course, as I mentioned before, the Kermit Gosnell situation, which again was, it was routine that they were killing babies after botched abortions, after they'd already been born, they were still alive, viciously mutilating them. And who knows how prevalent, how common that is. And from a medical perspective, Alex, there was a study that just came out of Johns Hopkins where, and this came out just last month, women who have abortions are 180% more likely to develop breast cancer. So this big thing about the right to choose as a health right for women, it's actually putting them at far greater risk of developing breast cancer.
And by the way, that's been known for 50 years, and it increases cervical cancer, uterine cancer, ovarian cancer. Your body, your body will terminate a pregnancy if it needs to in almost all cases. And that's the way mammals work. If you terminate it artificially, your body says, hey, I need to bust a cap in this lady. I mean, your subconscious brain, your whole engineering says, you know, something's wrong, and you basically start dying. Paul Watson, you've done a great report. I know you've added a lot of links to it. What you get at InfoWars.com, Breitbart broke the story, picked it up. It got picked up by Huffington Post and others. When you go to InfoWars.com, you get all the links to give you the big picture of how it all ties together. Anything else you'd like to add, Watson, on Ukraine or anything else?
That's it, I think, Alex.
All right, thank you, Paul Watson from PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back with world news and more. Stay with us. Aborted babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area.
Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, big Bilderberg Group company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off
those 10 teachers and to make that trade-up in medical costs. But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way. I repeat, the scoops are on their way.
You will find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We've got to stop them.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food. You gotta tell them.
Now, if you just joined us, we're well into the second hour here today. Larry Elder is going to be joining us, syndicated talk show host, to break down how do we beat the race card system that the socialists and globalists are using with the case of Donald Sterling and other morons. He'll be joining us for 30 minutes. We'll continue with phone calls and news into the third hour and a bunch of special reports from Cinco de Mayo that has been turned into, in many cases, kind of a globalist anti-American holiday where American flags are not allowed to be in view. So we went out and have four different powerful reports filed from everybody from Darren McBreen to Zachary Jackson to Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs to Leanne McAdoo. So that's all coming up. We also have another report filed at the big Operation Shield police state takeover in Boston that happened a few days ago. Dan Bedondi covered that. It was on the nightly news last night. Some of these reports have not even aired yet, so we'll premiere them here. Obviously, I've got a lot of other news to cover on Ukraine, the economy, the Democrats. We're going to get to it all right now. But if you just joined us, we played that Soylent Green piece where fiction meets reality. Because there's a chilling video being promoted by the Huffington Post, Think Progress, and other White House-connected groups. This woman filmed her abortion to show other people it doesn't have to be scary. And the woman says it was, you know, just a gift. She kept the picture of the baby. She felt so loved. It was like giving birth. I mean, this is the abortion cult. And that's what people are calling it online, even on Democrat websites. They're going, this is really creepy. This is cult-like. If you look at the photo on the front page of Infowars.com for Cosmopolitan for women, I mean, it literally looks like what you'd expect if aliens came to Earth, pod people, they would act like this woman. She's got that same Heaven's Gate, Hell Bop, Looney Tune look in her eye. I just love it. But it's beyond that. She is a person that sells abortion for a decade on her bio. She's a counselor that tells you to have the abortion. She goes, it's easy, it's fun. Oh, baby, oh, I'm a pretty girl. It's fun, a big deal. It's like giving birth. Look at your beautiful body. You can have the baby. It's like having birth. You're going to have the baby forever. We'll give you a picture. It's like going, you went to the pound and got a little puppy? Take a photo in the parking lot and then strangle it. And then you keep the picture? The puppy. I mean, it is just beyond cult level. These are parallels. I'm not saying she's an Hellbop. I'm not saying she strangles puppies. I'm saying these are the parallels I have in my mind. The video is on Infowars.com. Woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. And it is without a doubt the most satanic thing. It is more satanic than just in the way it's presented. Then Nazis in black uniforms with naked women with babies in their arms shooting them in the head. Because the Nazis are wearing death skulls. They're wearing black uniforms. The women are begging and crying. They're clutching their babies. The women know it's evil. The women know it's corrupt. They're clutching their babies before they're shot with Lugers and machine guns. You ever watch those film footage? The Nazis are very proud of it. In fact, a lot of it's filmed in Poland and Ukraine. how you like your women herded into a pit and you're clutching your children. We can put the naked image. Just type in naked women shot by Nazis. And it's just shots of hundreds and thousands of women lined up. But this is openly satanic. This is black uniform skulls. This is a death cult having a satanic ritual. In fact, the Nazis called the SS the cult of blood and the cement of blood. And they liked it. But see, you know how to face a man in a black uniform with a skull cap on. You kill him. That's an enemy. You go kick their ass. Excuse my French. There's no other word to describe it. This is a little woman going, oh, I like it. It's fun. We're not threatening. This is 21st century evil. Creeping, slimy, lip-smacking demon. A narcissist nobody. All into their own pleasure. All into their big fat bonuses they get. That's how those work for them, for more women in there. Oh, it doesn't hurt. There's no medical problems, no complications. Just get the abortion. It's so easy. You don't want to have a baby. They never tell you there's Catholic and other groups that will pay you $30,000 to $50,000 after you have the baby and will put you up in a nice place, pay for everything to have the baby and give it up for adoption when there's more people wanting to adopt every year than there are people actually aborting. That's why everybody I know, including David Knight, my parents, every Christian, almost every Christian family I know has South Korean and Chinese babies. Because you, because there's a need. Well, my mother couldn't have children anymore. To have more children, a motherly instinct, and you don't want to wait 4 years, and you're not racist, so fine. You'll save an Asian baby who'd be aborted or thrown out on the street. And so you pay, back when we did, $100,000 26 years ago, to get my sister from South Korea. Or David Knight paid the equivalent, I don't know, a lot, and went to the Chinese orphanage where his daughter was almost starving to get her. There's people lined up around the block to take your baby. They're not going to tell you you could get 30, 40, 50 grand. And then always the line from Planned Parenthood, and I told you this before it was on the news, you see these black and Asian, this who's on video, why are they black and Asian? It's kind of like in the movie The Budapest Hotel. Why blonde? Because they were. The point is, in the videos, black, Hispanic, Asian, you name it, some white, but mainly black, Hispanic, Asian, people saying, nobody wants these black babies, these ugly black babies. I've heard that over and over again. The truth is, there's people around the block for the black babies. And they've got the liberal black groups, Al Sharpton, lobbying that whites not be able to adopt blacks. They're so racist, they'd rather a black baby be chopped up than somebody get a black baby. They don't like Hollywood stars getting black babies. They want them dead, dead, dead. More black babies killed by abortion than born. There's the headline. CNS News. I mean, this is all pure evil staring us in the face. And you got Ukraine going on, you got the economy, you got the police state. All of it is because we won't admit evil when we see it. By the way, I'll let you in on a little secret. You can pretty much go to medical doctors, and if there's any chance of a complication, they'll give you an abortion. It's not an abortion. They just phrase it, oh, you know, what about the woman's life? It's called a medical procedure. It's all definitions. What about first trimester? Well, if you people weren't licking your lips about all this and celebrating it as a satanic holiday like they do at the Texas Capitol on video, protesting the Christians, literally chanting Hail Satan, national news last year, you could argue, and I don't agree with this, but you could argue, okay, August first trimester. But that's not what it's about. It's about reducing population. And these ignorant women, no one will tell them. Don't you see those billboards that say, abortion, pregnant, need help? Call this number. No one will tell women, except those billboards, that there are Christians all over this country that give money to make sure your kid doesn't get killed. And I can't tell you how many people, how many friends of mine are adopted. How many people I know that go on to have great lives that were adopted. And all I can say is, let's give life a chance. Let's start valuing humanity. Let's start treating it like it has value and not hailing Satan. Because if we say nobody has value, then we don't have value. How we treat others is a reflection of who we are and how we're going to be treated. Or you can just jump in the fire of Satan and get into it because you're afraid of the evil. You decide to join with it. So that's the bottom line. The people perish and the children perish for lack of knowledge. Instead of paying $500 for a taxpayer-sponsored abortion, because they're getting matching money for that, you could have gotten $40,000, kept your conscience clean, and not gotten cancer. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's yours truly, Alex Jones. Larry Elder is coming up in the next segment. This video will save a lot of children's lives and expose the abortion cult for what it is, a eugenics death cult founded by David Rockefeller's father and Margaret Sanger. Then they ran over and started the Nazis as well. Just look it up. It's a fact. Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, 100% funded at its opening by the Rockefeller Foundation. Woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. Abortion clinic advisor wanted to treasure special memory. Get the video out to everyone you know. We have the testimony at the Capitol in Texas where they're chanting, Hail Satan, for Satan. They need the sacrifice for Satan. And it just goes on and on and on. Very important videos up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Before I get into the Ukraine situation and then our next guest and then the huge news dealing with the Republican Party and the Democrats and how important 2014 is, it is everything. To quote Matt Drudge, you notice I didn't plug anything last hour and I even skipped a network break. That's how we pay the bills. That's how out of control I am to get so obsessed with covering the news that I just can't quit talking. And really, most talk show hosts would plug something every segment, a sponsor or a product. We could do that, actually fix all our problems. The problem is I can't control myself. So when you hear me plug products, you need to buy them. They're all excellent. The best water filters, ProPure, 10% off. The G2 filters, the whole system, blows away the competition, or I'd carry the competition. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com, the best supplements, Super Male Vitality, naturally supercharges, libido, exercise, everything for me. You've heard the rave reviews. Silver Bullet, great colloidal silver that we develop with a major firm. The Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, the Fluoride Shield that's a chelator, detoxes a whole host of things. And when you go and buy from us via free will, when you shop with the good guys, you're funding an operation that will tell people on over 160 AM and FM stations, something I don't hear anywhere, not even a conservative or libertarian radio, that women don't have to have abortions, that there's groups that'll pay for your pregnancy and then out beyond it and work to get you a job afterwards and adopt the baby out or keep the baby. You know, we're a platform that really hits the enemy hard. We are pro-life in everything we do. We believe in justice. We believe in children. We believe in women. We believe in men. We believe in the truth. We want justice. And we are willing to do whatever it takes. And we appreciate your prayers. If you can't buy the products or the magazines it costs to get the word out or become a PrisonPlanet.tv member for $5, $5.95 a month and share your membership with people up to 11, doesn't matter. Just spread the word about the broadcast. That's the end game, is reach more people. Tell your friends and family. Tell your church. Get out of the box. Get out of your comfort zone. We are going in hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. We're going in 110%, hair on fire, committed. We appreciate your prayers, most importantly, but it is so essential to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the pro-gun t-shirts, the anti-globalist t-shirts to get. We have the widest selection of non-GMO, heirloom, open-pollinated seeds. We carry like 10 different brands, huge spectrum from fruits, tree seeds to just the whole deal. We've got everything there. The widest selection, the lowest price, guaranteed. We have the lowest prices and work with the major developers of these to sign contracts to sell it at the lowest price we're allowed to. InfoWarsStore, InfoWarsStore.com in the Seed Center. It's all about life. Non-GMO seeds to be self-sufficient. Plant your summer garden, your late summer garden, your fall garden, and support the InfoWar so we can support the seeds of the future. The enemy is going to take over, folks. That's pretty clear. But out of that great darkness that's going to come will be the new renaissance and the new enlightenment, the new awakening. And so we have to be pre-positioned, telling the truth, exposing what's happening, becoming self-sufficient, waking up as many as we can so the crash landing is as soft as possibly can be. InfoWarsStore.com, you go to the main page, you can see our latest items, the latest products we're carrying, Police State, the book put out by WorldNet Daily, 1776 Part 2, the new magazine, new tabletop water filtration systems, the Lung Shield, new InfoWars Life product that's so amazing, Leanne McAdoo up there wearing the Moan Labe shirt that I designed that is just, I think, off the charts and our bestseller ever. We now have women's shirts made in America for only $24.95. Usually a t-shirt made in America now is like $40. Okay, I mean, the shirt costs us like $14. It's got gold foil on it, designer, 1776 belt buckles, made to 1776.com. Your support, mid-air refueling, is what makes it all possible. Thank you all for your support. We're going to come back with Larry Elder, Ukraine, and so much more.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, CBS News is reporting that California is moving to use those tracker boxes that are in all the cars to tax you by the mile. Gee, that's why the Department of Transportation lobbied globally to have universal adoption all over the Western world from Australia to the U.S. 15 years ago. I covered it back in the late 90s. Now it's mainstream news and it's happening. Meanwhile, they've kicked tens of millions of people. It's estimated 15 plus million off of their 40-hour a week to below 30 because of Obamacare kicking in. And that's why you see an increase in, quote, new jobs. People are getting two jobs or three jobs. They claim the economy is growing at 0.1% with Cook numbers. It's the economy, stupid. But they want to divert us with race. And that's why Larry Elder is here to break this down, because he's a syndicated radio host, best-selling author, and has degrees in political science and also law. And he is one of the top-rated hosts in the major cities like Los Angeles on KABC and other stations. And it's always great to get him on the broadcast with us. You know, I forget the exact Martin Luther King quote. We'll try to pull it up. But he said that, you know, you judge people on the content of their character and their deeds. I don't care what color my crew members are. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, I don't care. It's what do they deliver? Are they fun to hang out with? They have a good attitude. I loathe the mindlessness about skin color. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Martin Luther King. So there's the full quote. But you look at the Democratic Party, and I'm going to give him the floor on this. It's just a fact. And it didn't really dawn on me the last 5 years, because I don't like the Republicans either. Look at Boehner not killing Obamacare when he could. They make me very sick because they're part of the same establishment. But the Republicans were the ones that were the abolitionists. They were the ones in the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln. And I'm not even romanticizing them. They weren't perfect. It was the Democrats that didn't want to end slavery. It was the Democrats that passed anti-gun laws against blacks. It was Robert Byrd that was a grand dragon. And LBJ wrote the letters. We've shown them here on air. We also stream video. You can look up LBJ letters on suppressing Negroes. And that's the term he uses. It brings it up. And it says, these people are getting uppity and taking over with the Republicans. We got to give them some welfare and take control of them. And they've done that. And I mean, this is a guy, N-word this, N-word that, blah, 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 in his letters. In letters when he was in the House of Representatives before he became vice president. And so what you've seen has done a great job. You kill 52% of the blacks, they never get born. Abortion. You give them a fake gangster culture, and the model of what they've done to black folks, as Tony Brown has said many times on this show, is for everybody. The illegitimacy, all of it, it is a nightmare. Then you take a dependent group and then you play them off against others. It's a disaster. They're doing the same thing with Hispanics now because they want to discuss anything but this. And the real expert on this is, of course, the lawyer, best-selling author, Larry Elder, LarryElder.com. Thank you for spending time with us. I know you're a busy man. You've got the floor for the next 25 minutes. Break down what's happening.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for having me. I just written a long piece about this on my blog, ElderStatement.com. Here's what's going on. Did I just sleep through 2008, or did we or did we not elect the first black president of the United States with more white votes than John Kerry got? Did I just sleep through this, or even though he's having the worst economic recovery we've ever had, even though he jammed a new entitlement program down our throats that remains unpopular, did he not get reelected? So when you look at race and racism in this country, I always tell my listeners, Alex, to understand the Elvis factor. Around 10% of the American people believe Elvis Presley is still alive. 8% believe, no kidding, if you send him a letter, he will get it. Fewer than 1 or 2% of Republicans, fewer than 1 or 2% of Democrats, Alex, say that they would refuse to vote for a qualified male or female who was black. Only a handful of idiots say, no matter who he or she is, I'll never in a million years vote for a black person. There are more people who believe Elvis is still alive than who refuse to vote for a black person for president. So please stop trolling for an individual who doesn't like a black person, a person who says something intemperate, somebody who says something that you deem to be racially insensitive, and therefore this is a referendum on race and racism in America, for crying out loud. We have a black person on the Supreme Court. We have the CEO of McDonald's is a black guy. We've had the CEO of Merrill Lynch, a black guy. American Express, I can go on and on. If black people were a separate country, Alex, we'd be the 15th or 16th wealthiest country in the world. A left-wing sociologist who works at Harvard named Orlando Patterson said, despite America's problems, black people are more prosperous, more educated than any black persons in all of America, have more rights than all of countries in the world, including all of those in Africa. So let's stop the crap. The real problem facing America is a large number of families that are raising children without fathers. It is far and away the number one social problem in America. Back in 1965, Daniel Patrick Moynihan writes this book called The Negro Family, A Case for National Action. He's called a bigot. He's called a racist. I studied the book when I was a freshman in college, and most of these white kids were calling him a bigot. And I said, look, I'm raised in the inner city. I think he's onto something. I got called an Uncle Tom. To this day, that's what I'm called. Because for the last 50 years, what we've done is we subsidized bad choices. We've enabled women to marry the government. We've allowed men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. And this is not something that's just affecting the black community, affecting the brown community and the white community as well. And Obama said there's a direct relationship between not having a father and all sorts of social ills. He said, I didn't say this, a kid raised without a father is 5 times more likely to be poor, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to be in prison. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about Donald Sterling's mistress taping him and trying to catch him in this.
Well, it sounds like LBJ knew what he was doing, pretty evil.
And LBJ, as you know, said, according to Ron Kessler, wrote a book called Inside the White House, because of my support for the Civil Rights Act, because of my support for the war on poverty, I'll have these N-words voting for me for the next 200 years.
That's right.
And so here we have destabilized the black family, yet, like lemmings, 95% or so of black people pull that lever for the Democratic Party. Why? Because the Democratic Party has convinced them that the other side is racist and has somehow whitewashed, pardon the expression, the history of the Republican Party, which is a history of pro-civil rights, while the Democratic Party has been a history of repression and segregation. However, most kids are blooming, have no blooming idea of what's going on because of the way our kids are educated and indoctrinated by our media, by Hollywood, and by academia.
And then enters this potbelly nobody, who cares, Donald Sterling. Now we're all supposed to make this the number one issue in America when people everywhere are going bankrupt. I know you talk about that.
Right.
I read your column. Break that down.
And before that, we were talking about Clive and Bundy, somebody never heard of until two weeks ago. And before that, we were talking about Paul Ryan, who was talking about urban poverty and said it in such a way that he got called racist. So then he's apologizing for that. And so what they do is divert attention from this lousy economic recovery. This is the worst recovery by some standards we've ever had, and by any measure since the Second World War. We should be rocking and rolling at twice what we're doing right now. We're not. And rather than talk about that, it's far more convenient for the left, for Obama, for the White House to divert our attention into talking about nonsense like Donald Sterling and like Trayvon Martin. They're really good at that because they have no economic record. They can't talk about growth. Let's talk about global warming. Let's talk about climate change. Let's talk about income inequality. Let's talk about anything other than our failure to stimulate this economy for the last 6 years.
It's incredible. Let me ask you this question, then I want to get into all the stories you're working on right now. How long can the Democrats get away with this? I guess only as long as the Republican leadership keeps playing ball with them for status quo. But, I mean, it's everybody I know is so sick of the race card and how it's overplayed. And if you don't like Mexican food, you're racist now. And just everything is racism. You can't use the word bossy or you're anti-woman. They're just inventing this. And then we learn Al Sharpton's reportedly was a cocaine trafficker, informant for the FBI. I mean, it's just how long can this craziness go on?
Yeah, Alex, there's something wrong where a guy like Donald Sterling, who has admittedly a dicey record, but on whom the NBA has never had anything until this tape. There's something wrong when a guy like that loses his team. But a guy like Al Sharpton, who falsely accused a man of raping a black woman, who was right involved in the Crown Heights affair that some Jewish leaders called the most serious pogrom in the history of the American people, who once referred to Jews as diamond merchants, once referred to whites as interlopers, whose millions of dollars light in income taxes, state taxes, and failure to pay payroll taxes. There's something wrong when Donald Sterling loses his team, but Al Sharpton has an hourly show on MSNBC. There's something fundamentally wrong with America when that's going on. And your question, when are we going to have enough? When this stuff stops working, as long as 95% of black people pull that lever for the Democratic Party and are oblivious to what's happening with our schools, with what's happening with respect to the integrity of our families, we're still going to have this, because Democrats believe or understand that this is where their power is. The economist Tom Sowell says if Republicans were just able to get 20-30% of the black vote, the Democratic Party would be toast at the national level. They need that 95% monolithic black vote, without which they can't win. They've not won the white vote since 1964. They rely on that overwhelming, lopsided black vote. They can only get that by maligning the other side, by calling the other side racist, by calling them sexist, by calling them homophobes. You're not just people with different points of view. You are evil, bad people. And the Democratic Party has been masterful in convincing the American people of that narrative.
Well, you know, the new talking point on MSNBC the last 2 years and on Fox Sports even is that the NRA is the new Klan, and that gun ownership, Michael Moore says, is about racist whites. And it's so crazy, because anybody who looks at the history books knows the NRA was founded at the end of the Civil War by abolitionists lobbying the federal government to arm blacks who were being murdered in the South by the Klan. I don't get how a group founded to fight the Klan is now blamed for being the Klan.
And don't forget, Democrats founded the Klan. So Democrats founded the Klan. Republicans founded the NRA in part to fight against the Klan. And here we are, black people blaming the NRA and accusing the NRA of racism while supporting the very party that opposed the things like the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, sometimes unanimously. It's insane. Furthermore, Obama ordered the CDC to study the extent to which Americans use guns to defend themselves, Alex. And the CDC came back with a report and said, at minimum, people use guns at least as often as guns are used to harm people. At minimum. They also cited a study by a guy named Gary Kleck, who's a criminologist at Florida. He said that Americans use guns every year 2.5 million times. Out of that number, 400,000 believe, but for the firearm, they would have been dead. Now compare that to the 10 or 12,000 people who are killed every year by handguns, and handguns, the positives far outweigh the negatives. This is by the CDC's own study, which apparently nobody has read.
Well, that's what's incredible. The Justice Department's own numbers show a 52% drop in violent crime since 92, directly with the increase in gun ownership and concealed carry, but they don't publicize those numbers. Let me ask you this question. Everybody I know that's working class, but also people that own businesses, are having to lay people off or cut their pay for folks that don't want insurance or already had their own insurance. They're now getting kicked off. Obamacare cuts the hours of people, so folks don't have to, you know, give them the so-called free coverage that costs so much money.
Right.
This is killing the economy. What's going to happen as folks lose their jobs or get their pay cut and know that Obamacare did it? How are we going to see 95% of black folks still voting for the Democrats?
Well, Alex, unfortunately, I've got a good friend named Tim Grossclose. He's a UCLA professor. He's got a new book coming out about bias. His last book was called Left Turns. And he says out of all of us, about 80 to 90% of us get our primary news source from a center-left news source. And that's CBS, ABC, NBC. Only a handful get their news source from places like Alex Jones, Washington Times, Fox News. And so no matter what happens, no matter how bad these numbers are, you're going to find somebody somewhere living in West Cupcake who didn't have health care before, but now because of Obamacare gets it. That'll be the story they put on CBS News. She'll be the story that'll personalize the whole thing. They won't care about numbers. They'll accuse us of being cold, heartless, and they'll just point to people like that as the success of Obamacare. You know how that works. And as long as we're outnumbered by our academia, outnumbered by Hollywood, and outnumbered by the media, it's going to be awfully difficult for us to get our story out. The fact that Obamacare remains unpopular shows you how bad it is, because we've had to overcome all the positive stories by the array of left-wing people. The truth is hard to get out when you have a whole bunch of people who have a vested interest in not telling you the truth, or don't care about the truth, or are rooting for their guy in the White House, that being Obama.
Well, that's my point, is that I'm no fan of the Republican leadership, but the Democrats are a cult. They're taking over. They're trying to extinct the Republican Party right now. And, you know, we've got new polls out today. Business Insider has them. Pew Research showing one of the highest waves, bigger than 94, as big as Reagan, for Republicans to sweep. But if they don't then deliver real reform, what are people going to do? The Democrats are openly trying to extinct the Republican Party right now. The Republican Party, what do you expect to happen?
Well, because real reform, Alex, as you well know, means entitlement reform. That means touching Social Security. That means touching Medicare. That means touching Medicaid. And the politician that does that is the one that loses. Nancy Pelosi bragged recently that George W. Bush, after he's out of office, was really a lovely man. He gave us a gift. Her word, when for a while, you might remember, Bush ran around talking about privatizing Social Security, which, of course, is the proper thing to do. But once you say that, you're hammered. Old people vote. Old people don't want to hear about, well, we'll leave Social Security, we'll leave Medicare alone, because they don't trust politicians. And so as long as old people are voting, and as long as old people believe that the social safety net might be threatened if somebody comes along and promises to reform it, we're still going to have these problems. The American people talk out of both sides of their mouth, Alex. They talk the talk of limited government, but they walk the walk of more government. Once you tell them, I'll touch Social Security, oh no, don't do that. Well, how about Medicare? Don't do that. How about Medicaid? Don't do that. How about education? Don't do that. How about environmental? Don't do that. You go down the line, and Americans after American after American doesn't want this particular special interest touch or that one. Bottom line is, Americans say they want limited government, but they vote the opposite way.
And now we've got $18 trillion in debt. Count the entitlements. Right. It's $50
trillion. And the only way to deal with that is a balanced budget amendment with a specific percentage of our budget plus inflation and population growth. And until and unless that's done, it doesn't matter. You can balance the budget by raising taxes. You'll have a balanced budget, but the government will still be too darn big.
Sure. Well, I mean, I remember being on the air 18 years ago, and you know, they said 15, 20 years, it'll all go bankrupt. We're now here. And they're just devaluing the currency. They're devaluing the quality of the health care. The old people are getting death panels set up.
Right.
This system coming down is going to ruin everything. But like you said, no one wants to reform anything.
And when Romney could have had a discussion about this, when he got popped for saying 47% of Americans don't pay a dime in federal income taxes, which is true, we could have had a discussion about that. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing to have the majority of people eventually being able to go to the polls and vote themselves a raise at somebody else's expense?
Yeah, he should have owned it. He should have owned it.
He should have owned it. He ran from it.
He should have owned it and said, yeah, is it moral to have more people on the dole or not working than work? Is it moral? What happens at the end of this? The country collapses like every other socialist system.
Absolutely. Is it moral what we've done to the family in this country? Is it moral what we've done to the black family in this country? Is it moral what we've done to the integrity of growth in this country? He could have had that discussion. He ran from it.
Larry Elder, always a fireball of intelligence and oratory skills, LarryElder.com. We're going to come right back in a final segment. I want to ask you, can we impeach Obama and intimidate government into not being criminal? Because if he sails off into the sunset, the bureaucracy acts as a dictatorship now, and energy, you name it. They're talking about executive orders on guns. What do we do? How do we stop Obama? Is it possible? We'll get his take on that straight ahead with Larry Elder. I'm Alex Jones.
Sitting in traffic, listening to the
Alex Jones
radio.
Here, back live. Thank you for joining us. We've got Larry Elder as our guest for one more segment. All right, Larry, I don't romanticize past administrations. It's been a long train of corruption, and both parties get sold out to special interests. But it's fair to say the Democrats really are playing dirty domestically and are trying to extinct the Republicans. And I want a three-party system, you know, much less a one-party. And I think that message has got to be telegraphed to Boehner and the rest of them, and I know it is, that, listen, you may want to sell out and play golf with Obama and people. This isn't a game. We got Carney saying Benghazi memos aren't about Benghazi. We've got Fast and Furious. We've got all this corruption. We've got Obama saying our military's under NATO command. He doesn't need Congress. Shutting down power plants. Everything they can to shut this country off and make us dependent. It's clear. It's a criminal conscious takeover. I don't know if you agree with me on that. I want to get your brief take on that and ask you, what do we do? Because Obama's legacy may be destroyed as him as a figurehead. Doesn't matter. Mission complete. Bureaucrats in place. Precedent set for tyranny. What do we do? What do you think we should do? And do you agree it's a conscious, evil plan?
The word takeover implies that the people from the top are brutally imposing their will on the people from the bottom. Unfortunately, they're doing it with the complicity of the people from the bottom. These are people that put Obama in office. The least vetted president I have ever seen didn't care about Reverend Jeremiah Wright, didn't care about Valerie Jarrett being a slumlord in Chicago, didn't care about being on that board with Bill
Ayers. So it's a payoff. It's a payoff.
They just didn't care. And the American people have been brainwashed by what I call the axis of indoctrination. That's Hollywood, academia, and media into believing that the rich get richer at the expense of the poor, the big exploit the small. Rich people don't pay any taxes. They're out to get you. And so a lot of people have grown up with a sense of entitlement, Alex, and that's what's going on here. And until that attitude is broken, I'm not sure we're going to get anywhere. Jimmy Carter years ago had a title of a book called Why Not the Best? I mentioned how lousy this economic recovery is. I would submit to you, however, Alex, that most people in the country think this recovery has gone, you know, kind of okay. After all, George W. Bush, in their view, mangled the economy, and so there are structural reasons why things can't be better. Out of Obama's control, because after all, he's doing the best that he can. Those dastardly Republicans are shackling him. If those Republicans weren't so mean to him, things would be a lot better. That's a narrative that a lot of people in this country, Alex, buy. And until that narrative is snapped, I'm not sure we get out of this.
You know, there's some truth to the rich not paying taxes. George Soros, people like Warren Buffett are the biggest recipients of bailout money, and then they lobby to raise taxes on corporations and businesses that aren't part of the inside club.
Well, that's true, but I'm just talking about the top 1%.
No, I know in general. I know in general.
They pay 39% of all the federal income taxes, so it's not true the top 1% are not paying, quote, their fair share while just earning 15%.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying it's the Democrat billionaires are the ones that actually get the corporate welfare. They're all a bunch of welfare queens.
The average Democratic household has more money than the average Republican household. But when you look at giving and adjust it for household income, Republicans give more money than Democrats do. They give more time. They give more blood. And it's fascinating that the Democratic Party is perceived to be the party of empathy and generosity when, in fact, it's a Republican Party. If you look at their lending patterns,
no, it's true.
They're far more generous.
It's true. Well, they've found a study environmentalists are six times more likely to steal. Let me just, we got 60 seconds left. What do you think ends up happening to Obama?
I think Obama leaves office, a reputation reasonably intact, because the same left-wing people that elected him are going to be the ones writing the history books. What really will happen is the country will underperform, will get weaker and weaker, our economy will get weaker and weaker, we're going to spend less and less on national security and more on things like social programs, the way the European welfare states have done.
So total social engineering, and we're going to be living in a London dungeon.
Unless people wake up, and I hope they do.
Larry Elder of the website, elderstatement.com. People can read your great articles there. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, Alex.
Have a great week. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. A lot of news coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I want to smatter throughout this hour some of the special reports our crew went out and shot yesterday evening on Cinco de Mayo to get different perspectives on the balkanization taking place in this country. Cinco de Mayo reflects the victory of some of the Mexican troops against the French. It's not Mexican Independence Day from Spain. I got that wrong, and I knew that yesterday. That's coming up. I want to open the phones up. If you've seen the video up on Infowars.com of a woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube, and it's a huge evil sales pitch to get abortions and how fun it is and how she has a picture of the baby and how fulfilling it is. If I was going to make sick satire about the abortion cult, I would make this. And they're so disconnected, or selling it to girls that are totally based on trendiness, that they have no idea this would blow up in their face and now has done that. So I'd like to hear from you on that. I'd like to hear from you on Ukraine. It's really a huge, huge deal. And then I mentioned some of the stuff with the polls and the Republican Party. I'm going to get more into that and a bunch of other news. Forced inoculation in airports, got a report on that. We're also going to get into the FBI and the latest NSA news. But I want to talk to first-time callers. What is your take if you've seen the video on Infowars.com or you heard me air it as a radio listener in the hour before last? What is your take on this? Do you agree with me that it's about as satanic as it gets? Because the way it's all packaged is sweet and cute with a Stepford Wife flair, a smiling, smacking science fiction horror movie aplomb. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. 800-259-9231. Also, we're going to get into Nevada Democrat calls on officials to oust Cliven Bundy militia. In fact, let me just get into this now, and then I'll come back and hit some of that news and go to your calls and then those reports. Nevada Democrat calls on officials to oust Cliven Bundy militia. A Nevada congressman is calling on elected officials, not servants, in the state to rid a town in his district of militia members. So they're saying you're not allowed to have guns openly in Nevada, which is the law. You can, but he wants them out. Boy, this is Civil War type talk, isn't it? A Nevada congressman is calling elected officials, not servants, in the state to rid a town in his district of militia members who have rallied around rancher Cliven Bundy in his battle with the federal land managers. Representative Stephen Horsford, in an effort, an address to the Clark County Democratic Convention in Las Vegas on Saturday, said he's making the request after hearing more complaints from constituents about the presence of Bundy supporters near Bunkerville. There's literally like 100 people out there, folks. 75 miles northeast of Las Vegas. They've had town meetings. Almost everyone is supportive. But it doesn't matter. If people want to be on his private property with guns, they can do it. But not to the Democrat. He thinks that means a new wake-up. And it's not going to go that way, the way it went last time, where the feds open fire and the people shoot back, the feds put their hands up, people let them go. Civil war is going to break out. And maybe with their supercomputers and Google future prediction, maybe the establishment thinks a civil war is the way they can win and take over. I got the computer God gave me that studied history and has a gut sense. This isn't going to go good for anybody. And the globalists that all run to Switzerland to wait this out, I love how they go run to the place they don't run, where their own disease isn't there. When they all run to get away from this, we're going to go get them later, trial by jury. But you're going to be fished out of your rat holes. And you're going to be brought back here for trial. I mean, the last thing I want is a civil war. The last thing I want is violence. I've been criticized because I've told folks, if feds shot a bunch of people and they didn't do anything, it'd be like Kent State. It'd be the beginning of the end. It'd be more effective if you just let them shoot you against the enemy. But if you shoot back when they attack you first, that's your right. And they want a war, they're going to get one. I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. We'll be right back.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be British hell. Ain't no mystery. Why I'm in misery. don't want to be in your pretty pen. Put us in the pretty pins. The globalists see us as walking dead. That's a subliminal message. Really, it's overt that we're already dead with the soft kill weapons. And that we should just roll over and die. Again, the Marines and the Army, both the soldiers and the Marines, on record, I was told this a few years before and never disclosed it, by Marines who listened to the show, and I believed them, but I said, no photos, I'm not going to cover it. It sounds completely insane. And sure enough, 2 years ago, it began to break in the West Coast and the East Coast at Marine Corps bases. Now it's Army bases. They have hundreds of role players dress up like zombies with John Deere hats on and overalls, and then the troops practice mowing them down. Now, why do they do that? Because the troops would get upset when they would practice mowing down rural communities, Tea Party type folks who they openly train for to crush a Tea Party rural rebellion. Source on that is Forbes AP. But if they say it's zombies and it's fun training, and it's people wearing football jerseys, and it's black people, Hispanics, whites, folks in cowboy hats, and it was in the San Francisco Chronicle, it's been in the San Diego Herald Tribune when they do these drills in California. In fact, type in Marines trained to fight zombies, and it'll come up. And again, think of the genius of that. How do you dehumanize people? You basically say they're dumb. You say humans are a disease killing the earth. You have no rights. Let's kill the babies. Let's abort the babies. Let's kill babies even after they're born. Humans are bad. So the establishment can sell us on the idea of just rolling over and dying. There it is. Zombies used for counterterrorism training. No, what it's training for is mowing down crowds of people and dehumanizing, just like video games were developed by the Pentagon in the 60s so that people would shoot more often and not hesitate. Now they dress you up like slimy zombies, so that when the troops mow down crowds, people don't go, why are we training? You know, in the Stephen King written movie, The Running Man, that we played at a clip of, guys, will you cue up Mad Dog Ben Richards before I go to these phone calls? The intro to Running Man? Thanks. They're flying in with a helicopter and they go food riot in progress, the year 2024 or whatever, in Los Angeles, kill everything moving. And he says, all they need is food. There's no weapons. So the idea is, if there's a weapon, you deserve to die. That's even propaganda. And then he won't do it, so they frame him for the actual attack. That's actually how they work. If they would have said zombies in riot, then it would have been okay to kill him. See, if he'd been trained for decades to see the public as zombies. By the way, I just showed you USA Today, San Francisco Chronicle headlines. I didn't make that up. I know that sounds insane. If you're a radio listener, we're streaming video proving everything we're saying here. Just like I played the video in the last hour and the hour before that, where the woman up on Infowars.com, woman celebrates her cool abortion on YouTube. How fun it is. How it was like giving birth. How she's keeping a photo of the baby. How it's a fun, wonderful thing. How you ought to get one. This is how they sell their evilness. So we're going to talk to Julio, Ron, Marianne, Greg, and Shimon. And I recognize Julio from Illinois. Is a longtime guy that calls in, a great guy. We're taking first-time calls today, but I'll go to Julio. It's first-time callers because we do that a couple days a week as other people speed dial and get in every time. But I want to hear what he has to say, listening on 1530 WCKG in Chicago. Julio, what is your take on that video and that audio we aired of the literal lip-smacking and her making orgasm noises while they reportedly kill the baby?
Well, Alex, it's disgusting. It's frightening to see, to actually see that, to see her enjoyment. And I know, you know, we should just pray for that lady and pray that someday down the road she actually realizes what she did was just disgusting. it really goes to show you, you know, I'll be 25 in August. It seems like that girl was in what they call the millennial generation. It seems like with my generation, we're really starting to degenerate even further to do things that not even societies in the past would have thought about.
Well, it's this liberaloid, hyper-fascist, cult-like in these people. They're part of the system, and they talk like this, and it's so beautiful. It's so wonderful, and it looks satirical to us. It's not. They're rewriting and overriding our human instincts. They are meant to shock us and nudge us and move our Overton window where they can go on TV and say, the state's going to kill your baby. We're going to force inoculate you. It's liberal. You're racist if you don't like it.
Well, Alex, remember, there are documents from Ivy League schools, Harvard, Princeton, you name it, that talk about killing babies, not having babies to prevent climate change, or now they're calling it climate devastation. So maybe what this woman did, Alex, was actually for Mother Earth, for our protection, for the future.
No. Listen, I used to go cover the protests at abortion clinics and be part of them, and they were arresting people and stuff here in Austin. But the whole point was, so-called liberals would come up and say, nobody wants these gross black kids. And a lot of times they were black. And I would look at them and I would say, really? And then all these black preachers I have on, they go, of course we hear that. And now we have video of the black abortionist and Asian saying those exact words. Because that's they literally want to kill the ugly babies, in their view. And of course, that's not racist. Calling a black baby ugly and gross is not racist. Killing it's not racist. Not wanting to kill it is racist. You understand?
Absolutely. I live in the suburbs of Chicago. I don't see very many Planned Parenthood facilities, but if you go to the inner cities, the south and west side of the city, they're all over the place. If you go to our neighboring city, Wisconsin, Racine, Wisconsin, there's a lot of urban neighborhoods there. There's four or five Planned Parenthood places there. So you're right, Alex. This is really genocide.
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. And again, most Democrats at that level, I'll pull you aside and go, yeah, there are too many poor people, period. Do you want to pay for them all? Thought you don't want welfare. They put everybody on welfare, sold them on it, then break up their families, and then say, kill them all. How sick is that? To say, well, of course we want to get rid of the black people, wink, wink. No, I'm not wink, wink. It's immoral. It's sick. But you know what's working like a charm? Their attitude is survival of the fittest, and if these black people don't know we're really racist and want to kill them, that's their problem. That's the attitude. And it's totally sick. Totally sick. Let's talk to Ron in Vermont. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, every time I hear you, Alex, you remind me so much of Robert F. Kennedy. The essence of you is what I see in his speeches. And I have just one line that I'd like to read from RFK's speech when he went to South Africa, June 6, 1966. And it's about, you know, standing up for things and resistance. Here it is. Each time a man stands up for an ideal or acts to improve the lots of others or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope. And crossing each other from a million different centers of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. So I urge everyone, just do what they can. I just had a small little thing at Walmart where, you know, I bought something, and then the lady at the front door said, I need to see your receipt. And I said, five people just went out before me, and you didn't bother asking them. I said, I'm not going to show you this receipt. And they wanted to take my merchandise away from me and everything else. I said, you do whatever you want to do, call the police, but I'm walking out of here with the stuff I bought. You do what you want to do. So I say, just keep up the resistance, and we're going to win.
God bless you. Absolutely. Well, what's happening is their own internal employees are doing deals with their friends and acting like they scan stuff and stealing. That's their problem. I'm not guilty because other people are involved in crime. I don't lose my rights because somebody else shoots their husband or their wife, and so I go to jail for it. In a free society, you don't get blamed for what other people do. You get blamed for what you do, good or bad. Just what Martin Luther King said. It's not about what color you are, where you're from. It's the content of your character. And speaking of Kennedy, Kennedy wasn't perfect, but he certainly was moving to abolish the Federal Reserve in the Vietnam War and really do real civil rights stuff. It was the Southern Democrats that were racist. And he really was not a racist. It was clear, a good guy, and was going to work with the Republicans. He cut. I want to do a piece on this because I remember the numbers years ago. One tax rate he cut 50%. One he cut even more in 1961, and the tax receipts doubled. Double the money came in when they cut the taxes by half. The government knows that. You want a boom, cut the taxes. And more money comes in, but they want us bankrupt. And so that's why they blew Kennedy's head off, was because he just was not playing ball and thought he was the president. Greg, Shimon, Marianne, and others, we're going right to you to talk about this bone-chilling, satanic video.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
It is dreams that have built our civilization. The dreams of those that love liberty and the dreams of those that love tyranny. We must dream bigger, be more bold, and forge a better world. The system will tell you you have no power. They'll tell you the NRA is the Ku Klux Klan, even though it's the opposite. They count on you feeling powerless and weak. That's why they tell you you're weak and that they are strong. The truth is they've turned to evil because they are weak, my friends. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Greg in North Carolina, thank you for calling in. You want to talk about Bill Maher, who says he wants more death.
Yeah, Alex, first-time caller. We love you here in North Carolina. I just wanted to make a comment about Bill Maher and his whole push for this culture of death, as he calls it. You know, my view is if he truly believed in the rhetoric that he was shoveling, why wouldn't he take a gun and just blow his own brains out on national TV? He has a wonderful platform. He has his own show. He'd be a wonderful martyr.
Oh, no, no. He wants you to die to give him more real estate. He said that. He's greedy and wants you to die. He doesn't want to die. But all these anti-humanists, I agree, they should kill themselves.
Well, I think really it's rhetoric on his part. I really don't believe that I think he's getting paid to say what he says. He's just part of the problem, in my view.
I agree with you. What do you think overall of the video we talked about, or have you had a chance to see it on Infowars.com, of the woman literally making orgasm noises while she gets an abortion, saying how wonderful it is?
I don't know, Alex. It's pretty sickening. It really brings a man like me, I'm 55 years old, and in all honesty, it brought me to tears. It really did. I mean, it's so insensitive, and, you know, it's crazy.
Well, these people have had it so easy, these young millennial yuppies, some of them, not all the millennials, but these type that serve the system. She's got a pitch. She's going to do it. She didn't believe a word she said. It's total acting. She pitches abortion all day. And this, if you want to see a satanic pitch to young women to kill their babies, this is the most evil thing I've ever seen. Because it's done so sickening and non-threatening. This is our enemy. If alien body snatchers came to this planet to take over, this is how they would come. Go ahead.
Do you think it was real, or do you think they're just crisis actors playing a part?
Yeah, I was about to say, because you got the big globalist publication involved, you've got the Gloria Steinem involved in all them, it could be all fake.
Well, we love you here, Alex. Keep it up.
God bless you. We love you guys as well. Thank you so much for calling in. Let's talk to Shimon in New Jersey. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a doll maker here in North Bergen, New Jersey, and I'm noticing a very frightening trend among children, girl children, who ask their parents to purchase dolls for them. I noticed that the girls cannot enjoy playing with their dolls. They're having trouble bonding with their dolls. And they'll have their parents buy them. They're very expensive dolls. They're portrait dolls and handmade, hand-painted dolls. And they'll have them a month, and then they'll make YouTube videos where they say, I can't bond with my doll. To me, that is completely crazy. When I grew up in the 50s and 60s, if your parents gave you a doll for a holiday or your birthday, Christmas or whatever, or somebody in your family, or you won a doll, let's say you went to the carnival and you won a doll, the doll became a part of your family.
Ma'am, stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Shimon. Don't hang up.
Okay.
We had a child psychologist, behavioral psychologist from Notre Dame on last week or 2 weeks ago, and this was last week. She broke all this down. Humanity's being ended. Okay, and people aren't being taught bonding. People that are put in boarding school, their parents don't love them. They become like robots. And then their kids become robotic. And they have a need to break up families. They may just marry to reproduce. That's the psychology. We're going to talk about it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're here, back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. And if you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member or InfoWarsNews.com, now is the time to become one. Our membership's just been exploding in the last year with all the great reporters, and people are sharing their membership with up to 11 people simultaneously with your username and passcode so that friends and family can go watch the Nightly News when it airs live or when we go to tape to air or all the special reports. And my films, PrisonPlanet.tv, ebooks, and so much more. And you're funding the very tip of the spear in the info war. Also, please don't forget, this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Great organic, high-quality, storable foods, and so much more. 866-229-0927. You're crazy if you don't have storable foods. This is the place to get them. Check out their site, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We only promote the best. All right, I wanted to finish up with Shimon. This is all over the news, that kids' brains have been rewired by tablets and iPhones, that children watch an average of over 8 hours of television a day and video games combined. Adults, it's up to 5 hours on average or more. People don't do things. They respond and are programmed by the fake garbage projected through the corporate stream media. That tells you your kids aren't yours. 2 + 2 = 5. I mean, it is like an enemy transmission to literally fry our brains. And it's an all-encompassing system. It's hard to get out of it. And yes, I've seen the news stories about girls aren't playing with dolls anymore. That's been done overall. They're phasing it out. Any culture, you could take boys out in the field and girls out in the field. The boys will start getting weapons and acting like they're hunting or fighting. The girls will start building a tent and, you know, practicing making dinner. And we'll tell the boys, come in and eat and, you know, do. I mean, that's what humans do as a team, as a military operation. is support each other. I mean, we literally fought the elements, the animals, the whole nine yards. It was a military operation, predating any military, men and women on a team. And there's nothing stronger, and it's you know, us against the world. And if you were dishonorable to your family, you'd be thrown out of the tribe. But then agrarian society started, and it allowed a priest class to form that didn't do work and could separate themselves in the temple and tell everyone else outside what to do. And use superstition, the stars and other things, you know, tell them a goblin's eating the moon during an eclipse and things like that, predict it's coming because they kept track of it to scare everybody. And out of that, you got the Illuminati today, which just means the occult, the hidden ones. Those that know, that are illuminated. You don't know, they know. You're in darkness, they're in light. But they use the fact that they're in light not to give you the Promethean fire. They want to keep you from the fire because they don't deserve the Promethean fire. They're not really the Illuminati. They are the false Illuminati. Illuminati only means illumination. How many passages in the Bible talk about God, the truth will set you free, will illuminate the light of God? The devil is the false light. The Illuminati is not the true Illuminati. It's only words we're talking about. They are counterfeits. They don't illuminate. They only illuminate for themselves a limited illumination. Like a fish that can see in the dark and you're a fish that can't, they eat you. Or an owl that can see in the dark and you can't see. So I want to get to these reports by reporters and more of your calls if I have time. I think I'll have time from Jim and Marianne and Shane and John. But Shimon, you're saying you make dolls. And you're seeing that the girls just get them and set them down. Well, that's because they were set down and they weren't given, you know, mother's milk, most of them. They were given formula to make their brain small. Their genes weren't activated by being cared for so that they would want to care for others. They have no tribal bonding. Their ancient memories have not been activated. They, to a certain extent, are biological androids. Their epigenetics have not been activated. And so they are basically the proto-android. There is humanity in them, but you notice they have an arrogance. You notice they enjoy following the system, a self-satisfaction. They call it narcissism, but it's beyond that. It's following an imaginary program of success because they live in the fake culture. So they're in a matrix. And so I would suggest the way to activate, you know, there's not other small children in the house, is get them a puppy. And then feeding the puppy, squeezing the puppy, kissing the puppy. There's smells that are close enough associated with Homo sapiens sapien pheromones in a baby mammal that it may trigger mothering instincts in their epigenetics and then trigger genetic activation, in layman's terms, in the cerebral cortex.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that the natural instinct to be female all the way in a girl child is there, but somehow it's being covered up or distorted or even erased by culture, because the young girls that initially want the dolls, and they're very expensive, they, within a short time, they seem to get into a clique of, I'm showing how cool I am by rejecting the baby.
Look,
and that,
look,
to me, that's very frightening.
They did a decade, you can look it up, of research in the 30s and 40s before they rolled out formula on what to feed kids that wouldn't kill them outright but would brain damage them. We've been under total warfare. I mean, it's a miracle anybody can even talk or tie their shoelaces at this point. I mean, we've been under full-on assault. The number one thing a mother can do is give their baby at least 3 months, bare minimum, of the milk. And it's got all the chemicals, the natural compounds in it that will fully activate the brain. In fact, I heard Ben Fuchs last week doing an hour on this. I want to get him on next week, or maybe this week, a full hour on what's in breast milk. And I'm telling you, it will become a conspiracy punishable by re-education within 20 years to say women ever breastfed. I'm not joking when I say that.
Wow.
No, I'm serious. They are rewriting. I mean, listen, and this happens in all mammal species, but it really happens in birds. When males cease to be males, birds can actually flip sex and actually become a male. When they put chemicals into only the male chickens, the female chickens will convert to males and fertilize their own eggs. This is real, folks. So I want to explain something to people. It is an evolution over millions of years, like I tell you. It's like that, folks. It happens in one generation. Okay, mm-hmm. That's what the churches won't tell people. It's a scientific fact. So what I'm getting in here in layman's terms, but it's in the literature, is that the men have been programmed with chemicals to not be men, so women at a primitive level are stepping up, like all the men got killed, I don't know, seafaring mission or got killed by a neighboring tribe. Women will step up and start acting like men if they sense men have been annihilated. So they've annihilated men culturally, so women are activating for survival and taking on male traits. You understand?
And that's true. I agree 100%. 100%. That's exactly what's happening.
Well, we've got to fight back against it. God bless you. There it is. Strange but true. Males can lactate. Scientific American. So, I mean, this is a scientific, positronic, technocratic warfare grid on record. It's just incredible that we're alive during this. I mean, this is mega massive. You should write an article. You should do a YouTube about it. You should talk about it. It's in the water. It's in the food. It's in the culture. This is the end of humanity. This is it. And that means for all you so-called elites, your kids are going to be screwed up. You're going to have a heart. They're going to have diabetes. They're going to have hepatitis. They're going to have all of it. I mean, cancer. We're done. And they got to have the police state in place before we go from 10,000% increases in pediatric cancer to 20, 30,000, to where half your block's dying. And then they're going to use the crisis of the medical emergency you're already seeing to bring you into the government health care and the death panels. I want to go to a Dan Bedondi piece from Operation Shield that was held 2 days ago. In Boston, in a total police state. Here's one of our East Coast reporters, the intrepid Dan Bedondi.
And today we're in Boston, Massachusetts, downtown, and we're going to ask the general public their thoughts about Operation Urban Shield that's taking place today, multiple terrorism drills all over the city that involve federal agencies. Hey, do you know what the drills are for today?
For terrorists, like attacks.
For terrorism.
Just general terrorism preparedness. For safety?
No, not quite.
The only thing I can think is maybe sort of conditioning people to accept military action sort of on the streets, just kind of see it as a normal thing, you know what I mean?
This exercise is great. It really showcases partnerships and working together, right, in different scenarios that would require first responders.
Does it make you feel safe for having armed military and federal agents police the streets?
Actually, yeah, it does.
It does.
Yes, it does.
Well, how do you feel when you see the blue lights behind you in your car?
Not really, because I'm a firm believer in what's going to happen is going to happen. You know what I mean?
It just seems out of place in Boston, and it always made me uncomfortable. But after last year, I'm sort of used to it again.
Do you think only the military should be allowed to carry guns?
Absolutely not.
I would say yes.
No, I'm from Texas. I think everybody should be able to carry a gun.
I feel it's the right for everybody to hold a gun and protect themselves. I personally feel that everybody should be able to bear arms to protect themselves.
The Second Amendment says we have the right to bear arms, and the Constitution says that we have the right to overthrow a tyrannical government.
That's tough, because I also used to live in London, and they didn't have guns anywhere, and it was a big deal when there was any gun violence.
Honestly, I don't think anyone should be able to carry guns.
And do you think giving up some civil liberties just to prevent terrorism needs to be done in this day and age?
Wow, that's a deep question.
Yes, I think so.
I feel like it's a give and take situation. I feel like some liberties can be given up.
No.
Awesome.
We have, though, but I don't think it has to be done.
If they could give actual facts on how that would help to prevent it, but other than that, I don't know.
We have our liberties, and we need to preserve them.
Do you think these drills are to condition the public to get ready for a militarized police state?
Absolutely.
Yes, I do.
I feel like it does, but I feel like a lot of other people, like families, it scares them, and it does probably affect the kids.
Yeah, that will. Anytime you're holding a weapon, of course you want whoever is in the situation to be scared of you.
It's a very different pre-9/11 and post-9/11 are two completely different worlds.
And do you ever remember the police 20 years ago looking like they do today with the black military uniform?
Nah, I don't really remember that.
No, I don't.
I remember the police were just the friendly neighborhood guys that they would help out.
Police departments all over the country are now getting tanks and armed vehicles like the military. What do you think they're getting ready for?
Another attack?
There's a thought of a gun grab. Martial law.
Something big.
Maybe something is about to go down. That's what it sounds like.
Probably terrorist attacks.
Domestic terrorism is the reason they say they need all that stuff. But to come after the American people, basically.
Oh, no, I don't think they're that smart. We're giving them too much credit there.
There are still Americans who question and feel uneasy about federal agencies and the military doing the local police department's jobs. However, there are many Americans who are now being conditioned on a mass scale and giving up their civil liberties to accept a police state. Why? Because America has forgotten history. Those who do not know history are doomed to repeat it. And this is Dan Bedondi from Boston, Massachusetts for InfoWars.com.
What a trooper, doing a great job. And of course, he blew him wide open last year during that event exposing it was a false flag. Yeah, let me give everybody a newsflash. The insiders stage the terror attacks or provocateur them. That's all public. And then they use it to occupy the city as a beta test to show the rest of the country, we're going to come and lock down things and make you come out of your houses with your hands up citywide whenever we want to load you on FEMA camp buses. And it's a condition of police under peer pressure, like robots, to go follow the illegal orders. And you notice that particular woman just kept spouting things. Things are different after 9/11. You mean after the inside job? You people are helpless that go along with the system. You really think it cares about you. Let me tell you what they're getting ready for. They're going to devalue the dollar. They're going to lower your wages. And they're going to take your parents' retirement. And then they're going to go around and arrest political people that know they're robbing everyone and that the big banks are tax exempt and launder the drugs. And they're going to take your kids and make them work in forced labor brigades. And they're going to have national forced conscription that the White House chief of staff called for, Rahm Emanuel. You're going to be slaves, idiots, because you're soft and your parents were soft and you have no common sense and you believe everything you're told. You are sheep to the slaughter, idiots. You have no common sense. You are literally idiots who say the government doesn't know how to run anything. The government 30 years ago could shoot a cruise missile down your chimney. The government 60 years ago was injecting whole families with syphilis and keeping it secret for 50 years. The government is still forcibly sterilizing people. The government puts fluoride in the water on record to lower your IQ. They made you the dumb, fat blob you are. In fact, you're a victim. I shouldn't be mean to you. But you're dangerous. You're still a horde of you people are dangerous. How pathetically weak you are. How pathetically ready to vote to make me a slave. Well, you don't have a right to vote to make me a slave. In a republic, I have rights that are protected regardless of what you people do. Just because the people at the grassroots and the system aren't bad, up top it's bad. And you better decompartmentalize it and see it for what it is or it's game over. Okay? I'm going to go to break. I've got a bunch of these reports. They're all excellent. Just Staff Sergeant Biggs went out with an American flag on Cinco de Mayo. Because folks are saying ban the American flag, you know, restrict it, so he wanted to go out and see what happened. Darren McBrain breaks down the history of Cinco de Mayo. Jakari did a good report. So did Kit and Leanne. Some of these aired last night. Some of them didn't air. They'll air tonight on the Nightly News. I don't know how many I'll get to. If I don't get to them all today, I'll get to them tomorrow because I wanted to get to them, but I wanted to get to Bedondi's report first. They're also, the ones that have aired are up on InfoWars.com. Stormtroopers will keep us safe. Boston Strong. That's the name of that report. But briefly before we end this segment, please remember we have the very best supplements. You've heard the rave reviews. Weldon Henson is now on the Supermill Vitality. And, well, I'll let him come in here one day and tell you what's been going on. But the point is that the vitality, the virile strength, the stamina, the libido, the clarity, it's just unbelievable. This combination of concentrated organic herbs and Supermel Vitality is unprecedented. We have it massively discounted to move it so you test it out, and we know you'll become a big supporter of it. Use it once. We know you'll get hooked. We only sell the best. The lung cleanse is excellent for allergy, sore throats, you name it. I use it daily. We've got the Supermel Vitality, the Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, and the big sleeper, because it's the best price, Fluoride Shield with Nascent Iodine and five other compounds to detox. Not just fluoride, but so much more. Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com. Or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And the great InfoWars crew right here in the building, can answer your questions, take your orders. We got the great ProPure filter systems, you name it. And shopping with the good guys helps fund the info war, the tip of the spear. All right, we're going to do a little bit of overdrive to talk to Marianne, Tack, Jim, and Shane to hear your take on the abortion cult celebration video. Or I have to describe it to them. The woman makes orgasm noises while they're doing it and says it's the greatest thing in her life. This is what the abortion industry puts out. These people are just beyond filth. But they're liberals because they said so. They have the moral high ground. Here's Sergeant Joe Biggs' report from Austin, Texas, on Cinco de Mayo.
I'm down in downtown Austin today trying to find out why people think it's racist to wear an American flag shirt and or be an American on Cinco de Mayo. Let's see what people around here have to
He's
say.
He's wearing an American flag.
Did you hear about the ban on American flag T-shirts during Cinco de Mayo?
No.
I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, we're in America, right? We should be able to wear whatever we want.
Whenever we want. Yeah, absolutely.
Do I offend you wearing this right now?
Not at all.
Why is that?
Pride.
Pride in what?
Country.
Well, do you eat Mexican food?
When I can.
So when you can, you're a racist? No. There's people that are saying that if you don't eat Mexican food, you're racist. We think that's pretty ridiculous.
I think they're just stupid if they don't eat it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just delicious. I mean, there shouldn't be anything tied to it. I mean, sometimes you want a taco. So did you hear that in California, they banned the wearing of an American T-shirt such as this for the students? So if you had a kid in California, he went to school today wearing an American flag T-shirt, he would be sent home.
I heard that. I saw that on the internet.
That's pretty ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, what are we coming to right now in this country when we can't even walk around and be patriotic and have pride for our own country?
I think it's okay for certain people to expound certain views.
We're not going to go to Mexico and start raising up American flags and then, you know, not expect for them to be a little teed off about that.
Well, the only ones over there are the drug dealers. Everyone else is coming over here, and I don't blame them.
Yeah.
I want them over here. I love Latinas. But anyway, that's all I'll say.
That's a whole other story.
Thank
you. Go America.
You guys take care.
Rock out. Recent reports are saying that if you don't eat Mexican food, you're racist.
Yeah. No.
Did you hear about the ban in California for students to wear American flag T-shirts on Cinco de Mayo and that Wells Fargo's also ordered the lower of all American flags on Cinco de Mayo?
It's horrible.
I mean, how does that make you feel? I mean, aren't you a proud American?
I am. If I wanted to be Mexican, I'd go to Mexico.
Did you hear about in California that they are banning students from coming into school on today if they have an American flag T-shirt on? I mean, we're in America. I mean, is that not pretty ridiculous?
That is ridiculous.
And did you hear that Wells Fargo lowered their flags nationwide today for Cinco de Mayo? I mean, we are in America.
And technically, they claim because they were displayed wrong.
I don't know. You tell me.
I think it's just ridiculous. I mean, that's the most un-American thing that can happen. I mean, to be like me marching into Mexico right now on 4th of July and saying, hey, I got my flag up. You guys take your flag down. Let's meet in the middle. You mean, do you think they're going to fly with that?
No.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what we're out here doing. We're trying to figure out why they think it's okay. And did you know that they're going around saying that if you don't eat Mexican food, you are racist? How ridiculous is that?
That's ridiculous.
Most on how many levels?
Can't say bossy
I mean,
either.
Delicious.
Some people don't like spicy food.
I know.
Personally, I love spicy food.
But I mean, if you don't want to eat it, it shouldn't make you racist, though, right?
No.
I mean, it's just food.
Yeah.
Do I offend you wearing this today?
This flag?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Wells Fargo was ordered to take down their American flag on Cinco de Mayo. Do you think that's a good thing or no?
No, I don't think that's a good thing at all. This is America. We should fly the flag anytime and anywhere we wish.
And did you also hear about the school in California that banned the wear of American flag T-shirts like this by their students?
I think that they need to serve and realize just how important it is for people to express their right to dress however they wish. You know, I mean, this is America, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What is your input on the ban in California schools for students? If they show up, if they show up,
banned?
A court okayed it. Let me see the article.
Why were they banned?
Because they said that it is controversial and brought up tension for students if they...
All right, we're out of time. Full report will air tonight, 7 o'clock on the news. We're going to go into overdrive. Your phone calls coming up.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. government cover-ups.
You want answers?
You want answers?
Well, so do me.
Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones
Common Core.
On the GCN so Radio do me. Network. And now,
2 + 2 = 5,
from
Austin,
racist. Texas, Alex Jones.
We're taking your phone calls right now on the abortion cult celebration video. It's up on Infowars.com. Mary Ann, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. What's your take on it?
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
I'm calling because I'm a mother. My mother is 85 and in a nursing home.
That's kind of racist.
But doing well, yes. But she's doing well. She doesn't take any of the drugs, you know, from the demonic people there. And that's what I want to tell you, that this girl looked like she was high. She was on drugs. That in 1973, I was becoming a nurse. Then I decided I had to get the nurse's pharmacological handbook that was required by the school. And when I looked in it, the drugs from A to Z, I said, no, I don't want any part of this. So then I was a friend of mine who was telling me, well, go to work for the pharmaceutical company. They make a lot of money. And I was young. I wasn't bad looking. I could have been a salesperson for them. And I was typing my resume out. And I needed to spell pharmaceutical. So in 1973, I had a Webster's Dictionary. The first definition of pharmaceutical back in the day was witchcraft. Okay? So I knew from then, from studying to be in that, the medical profession and all that, they were satanic. They used witchcraft to keep people, really what they're doing with their children and us. And that's why sometimes I think you're surprised, and I was also always surprised, that people, what are you? You're zombies. Oh, well, that's what we used to call, when I was a teenager, hey, you're a zombie.
No, no, that's what's happening. You know, I appreciate your call. Lie. Very interesting. Yeah. Thank you for calling in. We're almost out of time. Let's talk to Shane in Toronto. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's great talking to you. I was just wanting to talk about Justina Pelletier. It really covers how you're talking about abortion and how important family is. Justina Pelletier was taken from her family and by the doctors and diagnosed from a different. She had mitochondria disease, I believe. And then she was diagnosed with somatic symptom disorder by the Boston Children's Hospital, and they're really just not allowing her to be with her family, and she's going in through serious depression now, and it's getting really serious.
All right, we'll look into the story. We'll look into it. I was giving the number out about this abortion thing, but we'll try to. There's a lot of medical tyranny. They're starting forced inoculations at overseas airports for like polio and stuff when the shots are on record to be giving people polio. That's in the news today. Pakistan set up polio vaccination points at airports. That's in AFP. Let's go to Jim in North Carolina. Go ahead. You'll be our final caller. Sorry to Tack and others.
Well, 43 years ago, I became a lost father. You were bold enough to go on this program and admit to your past. It's time for all of us lost fathers to get it together and to bond together, and we've got to stop this. This is murder. This is taking the life of a child. And I have lived with that guilt for 43 years only because I became a born-again Christian 10 years ago. Do I know that my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has forgiven me that sin, has forgotten about it, but I will never, ever live down the guilt of having been a part of that. I was given different information then than I know now. And only through your programs and programs like yours are people being educated to understand it's not a blob of flesh. It's a living, breathing human being that takes 9 months to gestate. And when it's born, it is a human being.
And we were all there once ourselves. And if we'll dehumanize them, we'll be dehumanized. What you do to the least of these, you've done to me. God bless you all. Great job of the crew. See you back tomorrow and tonight, 7 o'clock.